Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by the Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arnandir.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Haru playing Taluga.
All right, gang, let's get into a little recap, and then we're going to let the fracas start. Last time on Dicey Situations, the gang said their goodbyes to Malva and made their way towards the Karoff foothills of the border of Magria. On their way, they did some sliding and ramping, and Taluga made a friend with a passing eagle. As they entered the arid forest on their journey north, they were joined by Bleebly's greatest believer, Arandir, an elven soldier who has been tracking the boys for weeks in hopes of pledging himself to his new god. Arandir had been separated from the rest of the delegation from Corellus, and had found religion amongst Bleebly's followers in the Belching Bog. With their new Templar in tow, the gang continued their trek through the forest. Taluga made some new friends in the forest as he realized his great efforts in the south had given him the ability to speak to many of Aeona's great beasts. A giant owl informed him that a swarm of gnolls from the desert were overwhelming the soldiers of Karoff, and they were needed right away if the dwarven town had any chance of survival. Leaping into the action, they sprinted towards the foothills and have just begun fighting off the gnoll invaders who threatened to destroy another of Brandini's outposts. Boys, we're in pitched combat. Kicking off the initiative, standing on top of the rooftops, you are looking out, Theo, at an insane battle happening. There are gnoll archers who have climbed on the top of these buildings and are raining arrows down into the street as a small group of Karoff soldiers are trying to fight off some gnoll havoc runners who are swarming around them, circling up. It is chaos all around. You're going to be kicking us off for initiative. I'm not even going to tell you distances. You can shoot literally everyone on the battlefield right now. I did all the measurements. I'm fucked. So, from where you're at, I will say that on the rooftops, you can see from your position at least four gnoll archers, all separated on different rooftops. Down in the center of town, there are three gnoll havoc runners that are circling two orcs and a dwarven soldier. Your group has made their way into the street, and they look like they are about to charge down the street and attack these havoc runners. What would you like to do?
So, is there anyone on my roof?
You can see that there is a slightly singed gnoll archer who was hit by a wayward fire spell from Taluga. He has leapt off the roof that you were just on and kind of jumped over to another roof just kind of north of you right now. He looks up at you as you pull out your guns and appear to be ready to get into combat.
Will it be, can I get over to him, or do I need to do like a...
Just be an acrobatics check, yeah.
All right, I'm going to run over to where he is.
Sure.
Running out, you're going to see Jury's Verdict for the first time.
Ooh.
Get taken out.
Yeah, you run, it's a pretty low DC, we're going to call it a DC 10.
It's a nat 1.
Oh no!
Fucking bullywogs!
Somewhere in the south.
Well, I didn't shoot. That was just me at the athletics check.
Oh, okay. Oh. Just checking.
He pulls a muscle.
You go to leap over the other roof, and your foot gets caught. I will say that this guy is, he's probably about 15 feet away from you on the other roof. But your foot is now stuck in a, like...
drain pipe?
Yeah, gutter. It's like a little slit of gutter. You've kind of, your boots just gotten caught as you're about to leap over there.
Son of a bitch. Okay, so then I'm going to take Jury's Verdict. I'm going to bonus action aim down sights.
He's very panicked.
I'm going to do a sharpshooter on this, so okay. I'm ADSing with sharpshooter.
Sure.
It'll be a 25 down to a 20.
That'll hit.
25 damage.
Okay. So your foot gets caught, and this thing sees like, oh, maybe there's a moment where I can get a shot on him. He goes to pull out an arrow. You pull up this brand new shotgun, aim down the sights, blow a hole through this gnoll's chest, and you see his body slink off the side of the rooftop and fall into the street.
Oh, no. So when I aim down sights, it pushes him 15 feet. It's going to get blown 15 feet off into wherever... I want to do it as an intimidation check against the other gnolls.
I will actually say, I'm not even kidding you, if you look 15 feet, it lands in the center of town, a huge hole in its chest. The orcs and the dwarf look, it's the middle of the thing, like, oh, what? Freak out. The other gnolls all look around panicked as one of their own has been blown away by some ungodly weapon on top of the rooftop. Psychotic. You still have a second attack.
I do. And because I'm level 7 now, I have quick draw, which I'm going to pocket the
shotgun?
The shotgun and pull out Judge's Sentence.
Pocketing a shotgun sounds insane.
Yeah, we'll say maybe like your shotgun has like a strap.
Yeah.
No, it's got a, I have a holster on my leg.
You have a holster? Oh, hell yeah. I forgot you got like all like bumped up with cool holsters at one point when we got your new outfit. Yeah, you quickly stow the shotgun and pull out, you know, Old Reliable. Yeah, we're going to shoot.
Across to one of the other houses where there's a knoll, I'm going to shoot with Judge's Sentence with sharpshooter.
Gotcha. I'll let you know, there is one that looks pretty injured. That's the one that took the brunt of Taluga's fire spell. There is an uninjured one across the way as well. Which one would you like to attack?
I'm going to pump a violent shot in, and I'm going to go against the one that hasn't been hit.
Sick. Hell yeah.
20 down to a 15.
15 will hit.
I'm going to use piercer to reroll the damage.
Sure.
23 damage to that one.
Okay. Describe how you kill that one.
Basically, after I just put the shotgun back into the leg holster, I pull out Judge's Sentence in just right between the eyes.
From those of you who may remember from last time we fought some gnolls, the archers, they have 13 AC, 22 hit points. So, as there's another one that is standing across the way directly north from you, again, same thing, ghost and notch an arrow now that they see that there's an enemy on the roof, and before he can look up, there's a bullet through his brainstem. Body slinks forward and rolls off this roof, landing on the ground. Make a perception check for me real quick.
It's a 15.
You look down to where the body landed, and you can't make it out the full shape of it. But it seems to be that this this knoll was on top of what looks to be some kind of a stable or like a pen. And a long tongue slinks out of the stable, wraps around the knoll, and pulls it inside of the pen.
That's not creepy.
What'd you see up there? Some kind of fun animal?
No. Haven't seen anything yet.
Well, you haven't lied to me yet, so...
I'll tell you what I saw later.
Punish all the non-believers, my lord.
Yeah, Arendir, it is your turn, and you've just seen Bleebly just murdering people with a gun for the first time.
He's even more powerful in person than I could ever imagine.
You are kind of standing in the middle of the street next to Taluga and Glebnor. About 35 feet away from you, there's a Gnoll Havoc Runner that seems to be going to kill one of these orcs.
Oh, okay. So how... wide is the street?
The street, I will say, because the three of you are kind of standing in the street, we'll say it's about 15 feet across.
Okay.
15 feet across, 30 feet down the way is where the gnolls are attacking the guys on the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to get up on that guy.
Hell yeah. You run forward with your just unbelievable elven speed. You guys look as a 5-foot-tall elf in full armor is just sprinting into the fray,
unsheathing my 6-foot sword.
Yes, please.
Go for it. I'm gonna hit him with the blade of Bleebly.
Unbelievable.
So I'm going to, on the first hit, I'm gonna use the great
weapon master
feat.
Hell yeah.
So -5 to hit, right?
Yep.
So that's gonna be 18.
18 hits.
All right, sweet. All right, so for damage, so that's +10 to damage, right?
Yes.
20.
Oh, my God.
He cleaves him in twain.
This guy, like, he had pulled out a battle axe he was going towards one of these orcs with, and he turns around as a sword taller than him just comes down on him, almost cutting his arm off. Like, you go, like, right through the shoulder. He's still up as you yank the blade back. These Havoc Runners are a little bit beefier than the archers, but this thing looks fucking horrified.
All right, well, the second, I'm just going to do a straight attack on
him
to make sure I hit him.
So. Guys have a little bit more armor than the archers.
24 to hit.
That'll definitely hit.
And then it's just going to be 14.
Okay, just 14.
I'm lucky if I get that.
Can I Shining Smite that one?
You 100% can.
Shining Smite.
Shining Smite is some new stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to Shining Smite him. Just so I can really just get that power Bleebly glowing. So Shining Smite, it activates as a bonus action immediately after you hit a creature with a melee weapon. Target hit by the creature takes an extra 2d6 radiant damage from the attack. Until the spell ends, target sheds bright light in a 5-foot radius. Attack rolls against it have advantage, and it can't benefit from the invisible condition.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Sarah, go ahead, roll 2d6 for me, if you would.
Kind of feels like you're just killing him right now.
Yeah.
These things are a little beefy, the three guys on the ground. But
seven.
Okay.
There's an additional seven.
Yeah, so you guys see that as Arndia, like, runs up, huge sword almost cuts this guy in half. And then as his thing goes to get up, he spins the sword around and, like, hits him in the hip with it. And there is a burst of bleed light. This knoll is now glowing with this bright light. You guys see that a creature has been marked by bleed.
I turned to my son. He's been marked by bleebly.
It wasn't even bleebly this time.
Oh my god.
Just screaming in his face, let the bleebly flow through you.
Oh my god, this guy's badass.
I know, I like this guy, Daddy.
Can I get those fire grenades off you for a second?
No. For a second.
I need those.
It'll only take a second, son.
Get Reggie's. Reggie has one.
It's just one, though.
I only have one. I'm not giving him my one. You have five. Come on now.
Never mind.
This feels unfair. They're just gnolls. We're going to use grenade on gnolls? Come on now.
How am I going to outperform that, Reggie?
I mean, you know, let's just try to kind of, you know.
You're the plope.
Don't be insecure about it.
Yeah, he thinks you're way more badass than you are. Not the Reggie, but
Reggie.
I'm just saying.
Daddy,
I'm
just saying. Because Reggie. It's true. Doesn't mean you have to say it out loud.
I'm just saying that, like, you can't do any wrong in that guy's eyes. Look at him. He's fucking crazy. He's just hacking that knoll like a maniac.
Tell Daddy to pass right
just
now.
Just turn back around.
My Pope, join me. You're so bad at it. I mean, I've seen you do crazy things. You're going to be fine.
You sure?
I'm just, you're going to crush it when you get up there.
Daddy.
Look, all right,
Daddy.
Son.
No one's stronger than you.
I need you to rocket me at someone.
Enter me, Daddy.
I'm going to enter my son.
Okay, it's not your turn yet, you fucking psychos.
Readying my enter action.
Readying my entering action.
Arndir, dear, could you please make a perception check for me?
Absolutely.
Don't clock the entering.
16.
Okay, now that you're further up the street, you can see at the northern gate where these gnolls kind of poured in, there is one much larger gnoll. He has, like, thick, matted gray fur. There's blood all down his face. And he is holding three hyenas on this big leash. Do you speak Abyssal by any chance?
Nah.
Okay. He just starts, like, yelling and screaming, and then he just lets loose these hyenas. He points at you, just screaming in Abyssal.
I turn back around to everyone. There's a lot of infidels ahead.
What kind?
Three. How? They look like big dogs.
You gotta kill those quick.
The dogs?
Yeah. They'll turn into more of the other things. We've been through this.
And then there's a bloody infidel as well.
Oh, son? Launch me at that one.
Okay, it is now that Havoc Runner's turn.
Once it's our turn.
That guy was just using his turn to bark some commands. It seems that he is trying to stay back and sort of, like, lead his troops into the city.
That's what he thinks.
That's what he thinks.
Okay, everyone settle down. The one that is right next to you, Arndir, is going to try to attack you with a bite and then two battle axe attacks. So I'll make some attacks here. So 14 to hit on the bite. You just get out of the way of his jaws. Yeah, all three. 18 is the highest one. You have a 19 AC, right?
That's right.
His arm is, like, falling off, and he's trying to, like, he whips his battle axe to his other hand, but it's like he's not a lefty. So as he's kind of, like, you're just easily blocking all of his attacks with your huge sword. The other two are going to attack the two orcs here.
How close are those orcs to me?
One of them is within 5 feet of you, actually.
Okay.
But the one up top here, let's see, I'll make some attacks here. You can see there's two burly orcs that already look kind of injured. Like, get the freak off me, you dumb dags! And they're trying to fight back.
Timmy Horton, is that him? Sounds like him. Cousins!
Could be his brother. We don't know.
Could be. You should tell him the news.
This thing, as one leaps to bite at one of the orcs, he jams his great axe in this thing's mouth, and you see the guy got a nat one, so his teeth just shatter on the great axe, and he's like, "These stupid dogs think they're gonna bite me!" And as he's saying that, the guy winds up his battle axe and hacks him in the chest twice. He's on death's door. These are just regular orcs. They have 15 health. He is now down to 3.
Damn.
The one right next to you that is being attacked... I will make these guys' attacks real quick. Same thing, a bite and 2 battle axe strikes. He's going to hit on all 3 and get a nat 20 on the other one.
Oh, he's dead.
Don't worry, we've got this. This guy's got a big sword. And as he says it, this gnoll just brutally murders him. It like bites his ear off and then stabs him in the stomach with the battle axe. As he lurches forward, he brings the battle axe into his throat and cuts his fucking head off. It's like, oh no, my brother, fuck! As the injured one is watching, just chaos.
These are potential believers. We have to help.
It's not going well.
I could see that.
Toluca, that's your turn.
It happened so quick.
So what I would like to try to do is have my son launch me at the bloodied guy that...
Way in the back?
Way in the back. But as I'm passing through the wave, channel divinity, as I'm going by them, just poof. And then
like a fucking firework going off.
Okay. The launching has to be an action. So
That's fine.
If Glebnor, if you want to use your action.
I'll ready my action.
You can launch him. Okay. So it goes Toluga, Reggie, Glebnor.
Oh.
I'm just going to have Reggie cast aid on the soldiers back there. He's like, you guys are fucked up. And he just kind of cast aid on him. He can do it to 3 people. So he'll actually also give a little bit of temporary HP to Toluga.
Oh. You got this, Toluga. You're the coolest guy in town.
You don't mean that.
I do.
How much aid do I get?
You get 5.
Okay.
On the scale of 1 to 5, you're a 5. Now get in the fracas. You've got this.
Oh, I'll get in there. I'll get all up in there. All
right. So athletics check from Glebnor. Toluga, I need an acrobatics check. This guy's pretty far back, so this is quite a launch.
16.
11.
Okay.
Do I just land in the middle of the frame?
Yeah, I'm going to say you like fly through the air gracefully, and then you realize you're so short. Like,
oh, the... not enough ghost power on that one.
Sorry, Daddy.
Let me, I don't think I can actually, yeah, you only would have taken 2d6 fall damage with slow fall. Yeah. You don't take any.
I can be as reckless as I want now.
You land directly in front of Arendir in the middle of these Havoc Runners next to a dead orc.
Get back, friend! I have this! And I'm gonna channel divinity, Radiant Zadon. You disgusting abominations! Be gone with the power of Bleebly!
Just start praying. Like doing the cross.
It's a con save, right?
Yes. All DC 15 con.
So you're only gonna hit all the Havoc Runners. One passes, 2 fail.
They take 12.
Okay. I'll actually say the one, that has like the shining light on him is the one that fails. He looks up and is just like, he's already glowing. And then a fish is just like a beam of light comes off of him. He's almost dead. That guy is just like toasty. The other two, is it half damage on a success?
Yes.
Okay. So the one that just killed the other orc, we'll say, is the only one that took half. He's just, like, really, really confident right now. The other guy took 12. All 3 Havoc Runners took a little bit of damage on that. Sick. Anything to your bonus action?
I'm going to activate my claws.
Oh, God. He's activating so many things.
It's a DC 15 wisdom save. 2d4 psychic if they fail.
All 3 fail a wisdom save.
They are
horrified by these disgusting claws. Once again, for everyone at home, please describe what your scary claws look like.
They are just pale white deep sea crab claws. Like, they're just hefty, meaty, with like seaweed dangling off. They looked weirdly buff, even though Toluga's arms aren't necessarily buff.
The bloop is so strong.
And then I'm going to stand. Is there a way for me to stand where I'm like all 3 of them are within 5 feet of me?
Yeah, let me just move you one little pip up. Yeah, so you're basically right next to the orc that's like on his last legs. You two are kind of back to back. He's like, oh, thanks for the help. I'm freaking dying here.
Oh, don't worry, bud. I got you.
And yeah, so you're kind of in the middle now. Arendir is fighting the most almost dead gnoll you could even imagine. He's just glowing with light. There's so much bright light that his eyes are kind of burning away. He's practically blind. He's just really fucked up right now. The other two Havoc Runners don't look as injured. They're just mostly just grossed out by crab arms, and it's brighter than they would like. Anything with your bonus action?
He activated the claws.
Oh, activated the claws. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Okay, sick. Glebnord, it's your turn. Use your action to launch your father like 40 feet. you do have your movement and your bonus action.
I'm going to run up on Daddy.
Okay.
And Arendir.
Of course.
And I'm mad as hell that they killed T.O.'s cousin brother. I'm enraged.
Okay. T.O.? You mean
T.O.?
Oh, T.O. Okay. Sorry, so I'm bad hearing in the middle of the combat.
Kind
of
loud, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You zoom up in a fury. You can see that there is like the dwarf that was kind of on the ground with his warhammer. It's just like,
oh, okay, cool. Are you here to help? By the way, yeah, right?
Yeah,
cool. You look pissed. Yeah, get pissed. They killed that guy. That was bad.
Gross. Okay, sick. It is now the hyenas. You see three of these hyenas just start sprinting towards you all. Let's see. One is going to run over and use its action to start eating the dead orc on the ground.
What? Right in front of me?
It's
hungry,
like,
little freak.
Lapping up his, like...
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's not great. One is going to run up and try to bite Glebnor, and one is going to try to kill the very injured orc. Like, jumps on his back and tries to bite at his neck.
Why are you trying to kill them?
Unfortunately, the hyenas do not speak any languages. Actually... You're asking it. They're just not answering you as they furiously look at...
Hey, man, that's not cool. I'm perfectly delicious right here. I'm a fish. You literally eat fish. I'm a little insulted right now.
Luckily, the one that jumped on the orc, the orc's like, get the freak off me. He kind of pushes it off. But you look down, Glebnor, and there's one just biting at your foot. Where your foot would be. It only did 4 piercing damage, which you can have down to 2. You take 2 damage.
It hit me?
Yeah, 18. Wow. 18 hits
19.
Me, right? Oh, never mind. You take no damage. Shit, you guys have very high AC now. I don't love
that. Hold on now. Settle down there.
All right, time for my hunters. So we're going to do a lot of arrows are coming everyone's way. I mean, you can try to catch
them. How close is Glebnor to me now?
You guys are all basically right next to each other.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of circled up with this remaining orc and dwarf. And there's just like hyenas and fucking gnolls all around you. All right, so we're going to make some archer shots here. So each of these archers is going to take 2 longbow shots. I have 4 archers up on the roof.
So 8.
You're basically each going to take 2 get shot at twice.
And that's what you think.
All right, so we'll go down the line here. Rich, these are at you. 22 is the high one. That hit you?
22 will hit.
Okay. You take 7 piercing. Which is half to 3. Arendir, you also take 3. Rich, your movement speed is reduced by 10 feet until the end of its next turn. And you can see that they're shooting at everyone's legs. They're trying to slow everyone down. You guys are rushing so fast at them. They're like, fucking slow it down. Everyone chill.
Fast and loose, boy.
These 2 will be at Arendir. One is a nat 20.
Oh my god. Can I, no.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it on yourself.
Yeah, I can't do it on myself.
It's still only going to be 10 damage.
Okay.
5 piercing and then 5 from the crit, but you have that down to 5 with your warding bond up.
Does Rich take that too?
No, only it's one way, right? It's one way. Yeah. Okay, pretty sure.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's good for me.
That's what I'm here for.
You like look up at Bleebly. And just start absorbing damage.
Yeah, just staring at him.
I feel like that should have hurt more.
Oh my god.
Okay. And these were on Glebnor. I got a 16 and an 8.
Whiff.
Okay.
I'm too jelly to hit.
The next 2 were on Toluga. That is a 10 and a 22.
A 22 will hit, but I'm going to deflect missile.
Okay, sick. It would have done 5 piercing damage. So if you can knock that down, you can whip it back at him.
So I want to see if it has to be at him or I could pick a different target. It just says I can make a ranged weapon attack as a monk.
Yeah, you can huck it at anybody. Yeah.
Can you just grab it and then jam it into the guy next to him that's on death's door?
I will let you do that. It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll spend like, a key point to do that.
Yeah. I'll also say you can do it with advantage because that guy is so glowy right now.
Yeah. So I'll just roll, I guess my fist, just 16.
There 16 will hit. Yep.
All right. Do I actually have to roll damage? Or is it...
He had one hit point left. Okay. So
he's dead.
Yeah, describe it, please, for me, if you would.
So I'm talking mad shit to this hyena that insulted me by not actually trying to eat me. And we're just, it's kind of like having like a two-way interaction. It's like, it's not trying to be mean to me, but I'm like a little offended. And I just catch the arrow and I stab it into the guy's head next to me.
Like, doesn't even pick his head up.
Yeah. And I wag my finger at the one that shot the arrow and I don't do that again.
It's the guy that you singe and he's like, just kind of looks around. All right, top of the order. We're going to start doing some lair action since we're really in the thick of it now. Somebody roll a d4 for me, if you would.
Four?
Four is good. Nothing happens.
Woo!
Yeah, you want a four.
Sweet. Oh, hell yeah.
They are too panicked trying to fight you guys off to call for any reinforcements at this moment. All right, that is going to bring us to Theo.
Got to speed up the killing efforts.
Theo, kill the dogs!
there's a lot to kill.
So much.
Since I got the nat 1, is my foot still stuck or was that a one turn?
That was probably for one turn, but you just have your speed reduced by 10 feet because of the arrow.
So it's 20.
You get 20 feet right now.
All right.
So if you want to jump to the next one, it's only 15 feet away. Just another acrobatics check to try to jump over there.
17.
Yeah, Theo, you just like parkour over to the next house, kind of slide on the roof tiles and get a better like view of the battlefield here. Make another perception check for me now that you're on this a little bit further up.
God is so light-footed.
25.
25? Okay, so you're kind of really getting a full view of the battlefield here. Directly to, if you're like looking north toward the gate, mm-hmm. directly to your left across the way, there's that one knoll kind of burnt up. Mm-hmm. And you can see, like, at the gate, there are three of those archers that are, like, firing where most of those arrows came from. Mm-hmm. I'll also say that you can see the Fang of Unogu, the big gray knoll that kind of seems to be leading his troops here. He's, like, at the gate kind of waiting. And from up there on that vantage point, you look behind, and you can see parked on the other side of the gate. It's kind of far away. It's actually, like... It's past the gate toward the, like, kind of wasteland, like, landscape of Magria. What appears to be almost like a giant 18-wheeler truck. The back is open where all these gnolls seem to be pouring out of. And on top of the truck is a huge catapult that they seem to be firing just boulders into the town with. I'll also say, without having a perception check, you see a giant vulture. Is perched on a building far away, and it seems to just be watching the battle. Just kind of waiting for everyone to be dead so I can eat some stuff. It's just a giant vulture.
Taluga?
Yes?
I found a plopmobile.
A what?
Yes. Also, there's another big bird that you might want to talk to.
Where?
And I point out where the bird is.
Hey, man, how's it going? If you help us kill these guys, you can have all the bodies. All of them. Yeah. I mean, I want some of the loot, but the meat, all you.
Make an inside check on this giant vulture.
23.
This vulture is menacing. Seems to weirdly not like you, which is strange. How? Something's off with this giant vulture.
What is wrong with you? You got a thorn in your foot? You want me to take it out?
Make a perception check.
Can I guidance this?
Sure. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I don't know. We're in combat, so
yeah, that's fine. This is most of your flavor for me.
14.
This vulture does seem to be wearing a small talisman around its neck. This isn't a wild vulture. This vulture belongs to someone.
Do I recognize the talisman?
No.
Oh, you're someone else's. I flip him off, too.
He flips you off with his big wing.
I do the other one.
He puts his other wing up.
I do my foot.
Yeah. You can't understand it, but he's giving, in his head, he's like, I'm giving him the bird.
Oh my god, that bird's giving me the bird. Oh yeah, watch this, and I moon him with my big ass. Yeah, look at my fishy ass, huh?
Like the battlefield happening, the gnolls are like, "What the fuck is going on here?" Is they're trying to fight everyone.
You not see that vulture who's trying to steal all your stuff? Don't you? I look at the archers. Don't you think how tasty that meat would be?
powerful fish.
Just pointing at you.
Oh, you want me now, but not the giant bird. It's a literal turkey.
Okay, Arendir, that is your turn.
I haven't gone.
Oh, wait. We spent so much time doing all that bullshit, I totally forgot what was even going on. Theo, go ahead.
All right, so I can see down where they are, right?
Yes, definitely.
From where I am, is there any, are multiple targets in a line at all?
Let me just check.
From where I...
Because people did move around a little bit.
Yeah. So you could line up a shot that would go... You could probably... Because they're in kind of a weird line here. Is a Havoc Runner, a Hyena, and the Fang of Unogu. Who's kind of like leading the troops
and
in front of
him. And how far is he?
He is 55 feet from you away on the ground.
Dope. All right. So what we're going to do is... here comes Jury's Verdict. And I'm going to hip fire it with a piercing shot that's going to go through as many as I can keep rolling with sharpshooter.
Okay.
A penetrating shot?
Yes.
He's going to penetrate them.
So yes. You're going to use a
penetrate
shotgun
them, my God.
To shoot buckshot through three dudes.
Correct. At advantage because I have the height.
Fucking go nuts, man. Just live your life. Live your truth.
And because I'm doing the hip shot, I get the extra 1d6 that bounces off for fire.
Yes, so you'll be able to, that'll bounce onto the hyena behind the Havoc Runner. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. All of my mechanics come to bite me in the ass once again.
Right, I got something I want to run by you too now that I think about it.
So it'll be a 20 down to a 15.
15 just hits a Havoc Runner.
Okay. 26 damage. So the Havoc Runner,
okay,
and then a D6 of fire, which is only one fire to the hyena. Because I have advantage, would that make the next shots at... would it just stay disadvantage? Or because every shot that goes through him is at disadvantage.
I think we'll just give advantage on the first shot.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not...
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's leveled off at this point.
It's kind of flattening out as it goes through dudes.
19 down to a 13.
13 will hit a hyena.
No, 14.
Yeah, it'll definitely hit a hyena. The hyenas have 11 AC, much lower.
That's 22 damage.
Hyena just blows apart as buckshot tears.
God,
through
I
it.
Love that new gun feel.
And then go ahead and make it on the
gray goose.
The big gray goose. That's not a goose.
Yeah, that one's most likely going to miss. If I use my luck point, could I use the first shot?
If you use luck point, I'll make you reroll it. You
re-roll?
Can just do another reroll if you want.
I'm going to use luck point because I want to do this.
Understandable.
Ah, it's going to miss.
Okay. Well, what did it come down to?
It was a 15, but down to a 10.
Okay, yeah. So
because they were all sharpshooter shots.
The drop off of the bullet lands right at the feet of this big gray gnoll who looks up at you fucking rip shit that you're like... tearing through his gnolls. They came here to make more gnolls, and now he has less gnolls. This is like not great for them. They're having a bad time.
All right, and that was my first attack action.
Yes. Go ahead and make another attack.
Now do it again, God.
Bring your wrath down upon them.
The one that is off
the
to
the wet.
Yeah, with blood.
Slayer of the drum.
Off to the side on the other rooftop.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Jury's Verdict to shoot him.
Sure.
20 down to a 15.
15 will hit.
28 damage.
To eviscerate him.
You just see... you guys are like fighting on the street, and you look up and like... sliding off a roof is like a bunch of intestines that just kind of pour off the roof.
Oh yeah, that's him. That's our guy.
You can hear...
See how wet they are?
You can like hear it's shotgun amazing. Shots going off, and then you just like... It's like things are just dropping off the roofs as these shots are happening. Chaos.
It's glorious.
bonus action. Is there anybody who looks damaged pretty bad so far?
Just the orc.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that I want to kill.
Probably the Havoc Runner that you hit, right?
Yeah, so the Havoc Runner that you hit looks pretty injured.
Okay, I'm going to shoot the Havoc Runner with the -5, but since I'm up on the thing and he's on the ground, I have advantage.
Yep.
Thank God for advantage.
Nat 20 for a 30.
Oh, lordy!
But that's down to a 25.
Okay. It's fine. I'm like, and he has a big shield that blocks it.
I'm going to reroll one of the damage dice. That was a one.
Feels rude. So.
He's going to double it up, too. Don't forget.
All right. So 8 plus 3 is 11. Plus 5 is 16. Plus 10 is 26.
Okay, so that's another Havoc Runner down.
My shots come back.
Oh, yeah, because that was
a kill shot.
It was a nat 20 and
Executioner's hand. So shotgun shots are ringing out everywhere. And then you guys turn and like a perfect bullet just goes through the brain of one of these Havoc Runners. And you can almost hear Theo's guns hissing with arcane magic up on top of the roof. The boy's popping off.
God, damn. He's so good.
He's really showing off for the new guy.
Yeah.
I love him.
Can't wait
him.
Till I try to show up.
Okay. Crazy.
Action search.
Actually, this works perfectly. He kills everything around us. I might be able to do the thing I want to do.
That's the point.
Okay. So down on the ground, just kind of keep... A lot of things are dead now, so just kind of keep the battlefield kind of where
Don't
we're
slip
at here.
On the guts.
There's one Havoc Runner that's like pretty uninjured. It's the one that killed one of the orcs.
Yeah.
There is a hyena eating the corpse of an orc that was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
There's another full-bodied hyena kind of like nipping at Glebnor. There is the Fang of Unogu at the gate kind of leading it, and there are three archers still at the back on top of some of these different roofs.
You want the things off of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
No problem. I'm going to go after the Havoc Runner first.
Sure. Go for it.
Sharpshooter with Judge Sentence. 25 down to a 20.
Cool. Shouldn't let him on the roof. Huge mistake. What was I thinking? Fuck you and your big bouncy body. I'm blaming you for this one.
17 damage on the first.
Okay.
Violent shot into this one and do the exact same thing and shoot the exact same guy.
Sure.
22 down to a 17.
17 hits.
Our God is an awesome guy.
He rains bullets from up there.
23 on the second.
23 damage?
Yes.
Okay. This guy is not looking hot. Very injured. He's kind of like thinking like, maybe I shouldn't have killed that orc in front of everyone. It seemed cool at the time, but now everyone's really mad about it.
Everyone's acting real weird about this murder.
Arndir, that is your turn.
So that one's the one that's in front of me that killed the orc in front of me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go right after him.
Go for it.
Is the hyena in front of me as well?
Yeah, you have one hyena that's kind of like next to that guy. So you can kind of leap up and kind of get next to both of them. You're back to back with Zaluga.
Gotcha. First, I'm going to attack the hyena.
Sure.
First.
Go for it.
I'm going to use the Great Weapon Master on that one.
Sick.
So that's going to be a 9. 9's
gonna miss.
Ugh,
I'm so sorry.
I don't like that. Well, alright, so just a straight attack on the hyena.
Cool. Yeah, you like wind up and the hyena's like, fuck, what? Like kind of ducks under as you swing over his head.
26.
26 will hit.
I'm gonna hit him for 60.
Okay, that cuts the hyena clean in half.
Hell yeah.
I let you know with Great Weapon Master, when you get a kill, you
say,
get a bonus action attack.
That's right. So I'm gonna attack the
Havoc
Runner.
Awesome.
Can I use the Great Webmaster on this one? Hell yeah. So I'm going to do that. Ooh, there's a nat 20.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Oh, this is perfect.
Oh my God.
Just clearing a path.
It's at 18.
I think what happens is you guys see Arndir just like windmilling this huge sword, and he cuts clean through a hyena, and then like just lops the top of this fucking Havoc Runner off. Yeah, just clean cut. You can really describe it for him. You want to make a meal out of it.
I got the plus 10 because I did. No, did I do a straight?
I mean, he only had 8 hit points
on
left.
Hyena.
So
I did the Great Weapon Master on that one. So that's a 28 on it.
Yeah, you.
Yeah,
well,
he's blown away.
Done. You can describe it if you want, please. You just killed two dudes in one swing.
I slice that hyena with like a downswing and just like swing up and look at Bleebly on the roof, like, for my God. And just cut him in twine. Insane. Straight down.
Sky gets it.
Yeah, no, and he's awesome. I take the blood on my hand, lick it.
Well, that's a bit much.
I mean, I do that. But that is a bit much. You don't know where that blood's been.
It's pretty metal.
Reggie's like way back. He's like, thank God that guy's on our side.
He's behind the wall with the other guards.
All you infidels will die.
Yeah, cool. Great energy. Love it.
I'm loving it.
It's bringing a lot to the table right now.
The Fang of Yunogu is next. He starts barking orders at the archers, looks at everything, turns and runs away. He sprints out of the gate. He is going to use his full action to dash back to the truck.
How far away is the truck?
I'm going to say, let me just see from where he's at, like the
70
gate.
At least.
He's trying to steal your plopmobile.
My what?
The plopmobile.
How dare he?
Okay. He has...
I don't even know what that is yet.
Well, it looks like it moves, so I assume that, you know.
He runs 60 feet. He is about 20 feet from the plopmobile. It's not the plopmobile. It's a giant, badass, Mad Max-style semi-truck.
It's the plopmobile.
Can we still see him from where we are?
From where you guys are, no. It seems like he just booked it out of the gate. You can just see him go... just like running back toward a parked rig.
So we can't see him, or we... If I angle myself, would I be able to see him?
If you were chased after me, be able to see him. But he kind of like ran out the gate, so you just kind of see like the smoke cloud of where his body just once was as he's ran away.
How far away am I from Bleebly now?
He is up on the roof. You're still down there. Let me just double check real quick. You two are 50 feet apart.
Okay.
I thought we would have been closer because he only ran up 30 and I moved up 20.
Yeah, I'm just going off like my little map here, because he's kind of dead in the middle. It's looking like 50 feet.
So if I try to move ahead, like 10,
you could kind of wait till you could kind of basically hold actions to kind of make sure you guys are running in together.
Okay.
Basically, if you want to get like, you'd have to kind of like, because you kind of got like held up for a round with the foot thing. So if you want, you could kind of like on your next turn, like jump across and kind of keep running that way.
Yeah.
Kind of keep it together. You guys are still doing pretty good though. You're within the 60 feet. So yeah, the Havoc Runner, just to kind of give you guys, or not the Havoc Runner, the Fang of Yunogu. He was about 40 feet from you, Taluga. He is now 100 feet away because he dashed.
So far.
Yeah, he's like booking it. The siege is going bad now. You guys really ruined their big plan of making a bunch of
moles. I'm not only good at sieging, but I'm great at counter-sieging.
That's true.
All right.
It says in the pamphlet.
That is the Havoc Runner, but...
It's going to be.
The Havoc Runners are all dead.
Can I say my stupid idea now?
Sure, it is your turn, Taluga. There's just one hyena down there left with you guys.
Oh, no, I was looking at the Fang of...
Oh, yeah, you know? Okay, yeah.
I have Flaming Sphere... Okay. And I have a certain weapon in my bag of holding.
Okay.
Could I pump a flaming sphere into one of the chambers and launch it?
I know what he's getting at.
What is the range on flaming sphere?
It is 60 feet. So I would have to move 40 to get within the 60.
Uh-huh.
And then, without my god seeing it, whip out this gigantic rocket launcher I've been working on in secret.
Well, because of it is within the spell's range, if you do all that movement, this is mostly for flavor. I will 100% let you do that if you want to try it.
Okay. Do I look around? Do I see Theo like poking his head around?
All right. So I will say...
I'll create a distraction.
You run past all of these dead bodies and make it right up to the gate. There are like two archers at the top of the gate looking down at you, like pulling arrows out.
Hold on. Time out, guys. I'm doing something cool.
They're like, what? They don't go for a little bit, though, so you have time. Make a stealth check. Theo, make a perception check with disadvantage because of the where he is kind of on the map here.
What if I make a distraction? Theo, watch me bonk this hyena.
It's a 17 at disadvantage.
All right, I'll let you roll again. Give me a, let's see.
Help action.
Yeah, basically the help action.
Stealth, please. Ooh, it's an 8.
You look over Theo, who can 100% see you from his advantage point.
He can't see me. He won't see this surprise I've been working on for so long. So you see Taluga whip out what starts off as just a head of an eagle with its mouth open.
Okay.
And as it keeps going, and it keeps going, and it keeps going, you see a stand in front
open up, just heavy metal, just shunk. And then I, a shoulder fucking stock, and I, you see Toluga go to the chamber, kick it open, channel a ball of fire in his hands, put it in one, run to the other side of the garden, kick it closed. And then if you really want to pay attention, you could see the name etched on the side.
Handsome Huff?
Well, you see the Handsome Huff logo.
Yes.
But the actual name of the weapon.
Yeah, you rolled a 17 perception. What does it say? Yeah.
It says Pale Rider. And you see Toluga go prone as I double arm pull the trigger, and it makes the loudest sound you've heard.
Yeah, everyone for like 120 feet radius hears the loudest weapon you have ever heard launch a ball of fire.
And then I quickly put it back in the bag.
I think Theo thinks, oh, I inspired him to make his own gun. All right.
Okay. Meanwhile, you got tinnitus going.
Oh my god! That was amazing, my lord!
Okay, what is the fucking... What does your ball of fire do? What do I gotta do here?
So it's a DC 15 dex save. You take half as much damage on a success.
Okay.
But it is a sphere, and if they start their turn in it, it also deals them damage.
Okay, so dex save?
Yes.
It's only a 9.
I really rolled that low. All right. 6.
Okay, yeah.
Can you do your luck point to reroll damage?
Nah, I think it's just attack rolls.
Oh, okay.
And like ability checks and stuff. But as he's running, and like the back of this 18-wheeler opens up so that he can like run into the back of it, he turns around as a giant ball of fire just clocks him in the back. He's like, just kind of falls over as this big ball of fire is like rolling over his body stationary. Just trying to get up.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does Sentinel work on a range attack?
No, thank God.
No.
So he's not stuck in that spot?
No,
he's not. Son, I need you to get up in that.
You gotta kill this little hyena before he turns into another
gnoll. Who cares? I don't want that man living.
I'll take care of that.
I'll take care of the hyena.
You got 80 feet.
Yeah, he's 100.
What if I shoot you through the gun?
No! You're not stealing my 18-wheeler with a catapult on it! My guy's getting the fuck out of here, you maniacs! It's Reggie's turn. Reggie's with the guards. He's like, I think they've got this.
Hold on, they would have heard the blaster. Can they even hear right now?
Reggie, haste me! I'm so far away. Do I have to?
Yes, Reggie!
Reggie runs begrudgingly 30 feet into the street. What is the range on haste?
I think it's touch.
It might be touch.
I think so. That sounds right.
Unless he has, was it the one where you can extend the range? Because he's a sorcerer.
Yeah.
He uses sorcery points to use that thing to
didn't he twin haste us?
Extend the range. No, I think he tapped both of you.
Yeah.
Haste has a 30 foot range.
Really? Does it really?
Let's go.
I thought it was touch. Yeah, I thought it was touch too.
Huh. Glovnor is 25 feet.
Wait, how do you not know from Hank?
Hank has slow, not
oh,
haste.
It's slow. Okay.
Yeah, range 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You see Reggie's, he's like running through the streets. He's like jumping over dead gnoll parts and stuff. And he's like, get him, Glovnor! A burst of clockwork magic comes from his fingertips. You feel these spools of magic swing around you. Your big blue eyes are filled with gears. You are hasted.
I'm going to bonus action dash all the way to the truck.
He's got 120 feet of movement.
160?
Cool. You got 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doubles
the haste.
So he has
so then I can bonus action dash.
It doubles with the...
So I can go 160. So I'm going to go right to the truck.
Okay.
And I'm going to bonk Yubnub.
The driver? You're bonking the driver.
Oh, yeah. No, the driver.
Okay. So the driver is inside a like steel, like plated up thing.
Wait, who's Yubnub?
The guy who just fireballed.
Oh, okay.
You named some random gnoll Yubnub.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to bonk
his real name? Fang of what?
It is the Fang of Yunogu.
You know, Yubnub. Close
enough. I have no idea what you're talking about. If you want to bonk the big guy, go right ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You're going for the guy that's on the ground getting, like, dug into the ground by a giant fireball?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck yeah. All right, so... You fly up on this, you're just like, oh, come on! As you kind of roll up on him as he's getting, like, kind of ground into the ground by a huge fireball.
Does a 27 hit?
It does.
For a 6.
Okay.
But feel the light of Blee Blee with my divine fury.
Oh, yeah.
For a 7.
Okay. So 13 altogether?
13.
Okay.
And I'm hasted.
Okay. So an extra attack.
Bonk you again.
Yeah. So just, you're just beating the shit out of a guy as he's laying on the ground getting burned by a fireball. Like 20 feet from his escape. He's so close to getting out of here.
Does a 17 hit him?
A 17 hits him.
We're killing this guy.
For another 13.
Okay.
Does he get hurt? Does he get hurt by acid?
More nothing, than normal? No, nothing crazy really here.
And then, straight out of the bone?
Bonus action? No. Your bonus action was
it's
to dash.
It's just 2 actions?
It's just 2 actions, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just beating the hell out of this guy.
Getting hammer whipped.
This hyena... Actually, hold on. The hyena got an opportunity attack on you. Let me just make a quick bite as I try to chomp you as you ran away.
Okay. Chomp away.
Got a nat 20.
Oh, oh my god. I'm gonna sentinel sword that.
Shit. How does that work again?
He gets to chomp it.
I get a reaction
to
his... it's a melee attack.
Yep.
So I block his attack. And then I do an opportunity attack on the hyena.
All right. Read me what Sentinel Sword is so I know the mechanics of this nonsense.
At 7th level, you are keen when it comes to defending your allies and can block even a tiny arrow with your blade. When an enemy hits an ally target within 5 feet of you, you can use a reaction to try and block it and block the attack with your weapon.
Sick.
Yeah.
How does the mechanics of that work, though? Hold on. I think there's like a thing where you have to like roll like damage for it or something funky. Hold on. Oh, we're working with homebrew here, so we got a little some weird stuff happening.
The damage is reduced by an amount equal to the weapon's damage die, plus the modifier used for the weapon's damage, plus half your fighter level rounded up.
Okay.
So 4.
All right, so it would have been 10 piercing. So roll
damage dice?
Yeah, basically like, roll the damage dice for it.
Which would be
go your sword. Your sword, so 2d6.
Okay. 14.
14 on the dice.
So as this thing
negated
goes to bite Glebnor, you just put a sword through its mouth. So it's bit down on your sword now. Mm-hmm. Go make your attack roll now against this.
Now just push that back through him.
Yeah.
So if it's reduced to zero, you can either cast a projectile if it's a range or make a one weapon attack with disadvantage. No action needed. This is part of your previous reaction.
Sick. Yeah, so go ahead and make an attack with disadvantage on the hyena. You guys really needed a guy like this. This is nice.
Yeah. Sorry, just so well rounded.
Damage.
23.
23 will hit.
14.
Oh yeah.
My god, you're rolling hot for the damage. Yeah. Great story.
So, like, as this thing goes to bite at Glebnor, as he sprints over, start beating this thing's ass, you put your sword out so that he bites into the sword, and then you just spin the blade up and cut the top of his head off. Hyena's dead. They only got 5 hit points or a hyena.
Okay.
All right. That would have been the hyena's turn. But...
No one touches my champion.
Okay. Time for some arrows. I still got 3 archers up here.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
I'm doing it. Okay. I got 3 of them. Blee Blee, you're kind of farther away, so they're going to take 2 shots at... Hold on, I got 3 each. Yeah, so they're going to take 2 shots at each of you.
Okay.
There's actually, never mind. Glebnor is like so out of their peripheral because he's gone off to start beating that dude to death. So he'll be taking 3 shots at you 3. All right. So these first 2 will be at Theo. That is a nat 20 and an 11.
The 11 will miss.
The nat 20 is 8. Half to 4. Arndir, you take 4. This is making my life... this is bad. I hate warding bond. Theo's already hard enough to damage, and now he's just like, give it to that guy. He's got it. All right. 2 at Toluga. I think only one's going to hit with a 23.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Catch it.
What was the other one?
14.
Okay, that would...
Yeah. So the 23 is 9 piercing damage.
Well, I want to hear the damage because if it's more than what I can deflect, is
yeah, it's 9 piercing.
I'll try to deflect.
Sure.
I have a plan, by the way.
10.
Awesome. Go ahead. You catch another arrow.
I want to. Can I whip it at the guy on the ground?
Yes. All right. So mean.
Should I roll like light crossbow?
Yeah, whatever it is, like, it's whatever your range modifier would be, pretty much.
I don't know what that is.
I guess
it would just...
It goes off your dex.
Plus whatever.
Yeah.
17?
17 hits him.
So let me roll the damage. 16 damage.
He's just on the ground getting smashed, and arrow just lands in his ass.
does he take the reduced movement?
Hey, lay off on this guy. I have a plan.
What?
You heard me.
I don't like it.
I mean, good thing my god didn't see my plan.
And Arendir, both shots missed you with the arrows.
Awesome.
All right, we are back at the top of the round. As another lair action, somebody roll a d4 for me.
Two.
All right, I need everyone to make a DC 16 dexterity saving throw.
Do I get advantage?
You do.
From my danger sense?
Yes.
Theo does too.
Oh, cool.
I got a 22.
Didn't even need it. 24.
18.
Okay.
19.
All right, everyone made it?
Yeah.
All right, so you guys are going to take half of this.
What kind of damage is it?
This is piercing.
So I'm going to half it?
Yes.
I'm going to half it as well.
Yes. Yes. So, a volley of arrows comes from the truck. There's a couple archers on top of the truck that just fire arrows into town. It's 10 piercing, half to 5 for everybody.
Half to 2.
Half to 2.
So 7 to me.
7 to, yes.
So I just take 2.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, 5. I take 5.
You take 5, yeah.
Sorry, it's so confusing.
So many people halving and quartering.
Yeah, it's really getting annoying, it would almost seem. I was like, oh, this would be a fun fight where they can kind of kick a little ass, but I didn't realize like how brutal of a beatdown this would be. Also, because we're at the top of the round, Glebnor, just make a perception check, if you would. Perception or insight, whatever's higher for you.
15?
You can see that 20 feet away at the truck, a gnoll in a trucker hat leans out the window and is like, and
he sees me.
Yeah, he is going to. You just hear the truck start to peel out as all of the gnolls they're like kind of hanging off of the truck. Look at the leader that's on the ground. They're like, oh, sorry, just kind of like, my bad,
son. I want that trucker hat.
I got you, daddy.
I will let you make a reaction, make a sleight of hand check if you'd like.
Cool. I have other plans.
Okay.
But I'm gonna do that anyways, just in case he gets away.
Sure.
21 to take the hat?
Yeah. One pseudopod zips toward the truck, yanks his hat off his head as he slams on the gas and starts peeling out on the truck.
What's the speed on this truck?
Hold on.
It's an 18-wheeler. He's gonna go through the gears.
He would want his hat back.
Not enough to get murdered by you, psychos.
Then he's not a true trucker.
He's gotta go through the motions of grinding those gears. He's gonna have a little wind up.
Yeah, how's he good at shifting
gears? An 18-wheeler doesn't peel out.
All right.
You dangled too big of a carrot in front of them.
I know. I know I did.
How did he stall? You have to do a stall check.
Okay. I'm gonna roll.
Is this manual or automatic?
Do you remember the double clutch?
It's a manual.
Any self-respecting check.
Roll a luck check. Mark.
I'm using my luck point. 14.
You hear a loud sound at the end of the next round. He's peeling the fuck out of there. This truck has a very high movement speed. You will not be catching him. So you're gonna have to try to like rip him out of the truck if you want to somehow get this.
He can
thing.
Go in there.
I got a plan.
Okay. I don't like it, but okay.
This guy's covered in a ball of fire.
You got one round before the truck gets away.
I got a plan.
Okay. Just letting you know. That's what that. You do hear him loudly stalling and swearing in Gnollish inside of the cabin of his truck. Theo, it's your turn.
How far is the truck from me?
The truck was really not supposed to be a thing, but this is my own fault. All right, so the truck from you, Theo, you are 60 feet from the gate. And the gate was...
I think like 40 or 30? Because you said the...
I think it was 80.
It's 80. It'd be 80.
Oh, was it 80?
So 140 feet away.
Awesome. I'm going to run 30 feet ahead.
Sure. Give me a little acrobatic check because you are parkouring on top of this this roof here.
14?
Yeah. You jump over. You get closer and you're 110 feet away.
Dope. Executioner's hand at the driver because the window's open because Glebnor just stole his hat. So he has no cover from me because of sharpshooter.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to give this guy full cover because he's inside of the truck.
But the window's open.
How else would he stall the trucker
you
hat?
You ran on the right side of the buildings through the building. The driver's side is on the left side. So the window is on the left side of the vehicle.
I thought this was a European truck.
It is not a European truck. There's no Europe in Iona.
It's
everyone stop
drive.
Bullying me.
We want this truck.
If you would like.
I got it.
If you would like, you can take shots at disadvantage and try to go through the other window, break through the glass to shoot him. But these are at disadvantage.
Do we want to damage the Pope Mobile?
I got Mendes.
Oh, yeah, you got Mendes.
Do whatever you want.
So chaotic. There's also tons of gnolls on top of the truck, so
yeah,
you know.
But we could kill them.
Yeah, exactly. That's not right. Hard. So the only thing is, do I do disadvantage with the -5?
I wouldn't do the disadvantage with the -5.
But it's so tempting.
Well, how many, you got two attacks, right? Or three?
Big risk.
Only two at that range. I don't have enough range with the other
one. You can do one and one.
You need to be able to knock them out.
Do one on one.
If I break through the window, is the second one still at disadvantage?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But I'm going to give the window a high AC, even though it's a fucking window.
Okay.
Just because let's assume that they have reinforced their windows.
Okay, fair.
For these kind of things.
Yeah.
We'll do kind of like we did for the Barstuck. So 20 AC on the window, 20 damage to break it. Glad I put a truck out here.
Theo.
That's on you, dog.
How far does the mortar go?
90. No, mortar 60.
I'd say it's just short. What if he loads the mortar into the rocket launcher?
You're saying so many things I hate.
What? Hold on, I don't think my god saw the rocket launcher.
You're right. He didn't see it.
Wink. His cake.
His cake that
I'm
going to
put
balloons.
A dead-eye shot into the first shot.
Okay.
That makes it an even.
Okay.
And I'm going to sharpshooter it.
Okay.
To get the 10 extra damage.
Okay.
Godspeed.
It's a pretty... You gotta kind of go pretty high here, but there's a chance.
Blee-blee speed.
It's not gonna...
Yeah.
Can I use my luck point on that roll?
No!
See, that made no sense, because it looked like an 18 on the dice, but then it had the 4.
Bullet hits this window, and the driver looks as it's almost like it's like burrowing into the glass, but stops the double-plated glass. It's your first shot. I put a truck out front.
You told us there's a semi truck from Mad Max with a catapult on it.
I gotta kill him, and I gotta get through that. Does the bullet still hit him if it goes through?
If you use that fucking sweet shotgun, it does.
I won't have the range.
No, I think it's gonna. You had to like break the glass with a shot, and then hit him with a shot.
If he breaks the glass on this one, can he use the startle mechanics to have him fucking stall again?
No. He's already stalled once. He's embarrassed enough as it is. As am I!
I'm gonna shoot it again. I'm just trying to decide if I'm doing... I have to do Deadeye because I need to... I can't do a disadvantage. Yeah. I'm just trying to decide
as if... much as we want this truck, what if he shoots the gas tank?
I mean, it'll slow the truck, but eventually...
It won't create a giant fireball that kills all the gnolls.
No, wait. It won't.
I mean, to get 20 damage, I have to do the sharpshooter. I'll do the exact same thing.
Okay.
And it got the same roll.
Okay, yeah, just dinging into the window.
I have
window.
A plan.
Why do you guys have so many plans?
Plan.
I don't have plans.
Have
and
plans.
Then for my last attack, because one was a bonus, one was normal.
Yes.
My last attack action, I'm going to take my frustrations on one of the gnoll archers.
Sure, go for it.
I'm going to switch my gun to... jury's verdict.
Sure.
Sharpshooter shot on one of these guys.
Sick.
27 down to a 22.
That'll definitely hit.
Wait, was this on the fucking window?
It's a lot harder on the window.
30 damage.
Yeah, just one of the archers just gets like explodes. It's like raining pink mist off a roof comes down into the middle of the square. Randy's like, oh, gross, come on.
Theo is just like, son of a bitch. It just takes one of the guys
out. So you guys are basically like frantically running through a town full of corpses, just firing wildly at a truck as some of these guys trying to escape. Crazy.
Amazing. My god is unbelievable.
Like, oh, Theo, when you get the chance, kill that vulture.
Okay.
So yeah, Arndir, you are now, because Theo like parkoured forward, you're only 30 feet from him now.
Wait. You want me to kill an animal?
He gave me the bird.
Oh, okay. I got it.
He also has a weird
symbol. Who's left in like the court, the street? Is it just two archers?
Fucking you and that orc.
Everyone is dead except for you and that orc and the dwarf who didn't do anything.
The archers are dead?
There is two archers at the top of the gate who have arrows pointed down at Toluga.
Okay.
But they're up 20 feet.
Understandable. I did whip out a rocket launcher.
And Glebnor took off.
I
can't even see him.
He's gone. with your movement, you could get up to Toluga and you'd be kind of like right below these dudes if you have any like kind of range things you want to like huck at them or something.
Weapons master, do you get a thrown distance on your weapons?
I do.
You whip the sword into one of them.
He would never disgrace his blade.
Not on the blade.
I
was going to ask.
The same thing like an Eldritch Knight where you can recall it?
No. On the crossbow, it's a two-handed weapon. Mm-hmm. Can I still, because it says for...
Yeah, I think you have a crossbow, and I think you have javelins, too, if you want to throw some javelins. Either way.
Yeah, I'm going to run up towards where Toluga is, like up beside him, and then I'm going to throw a javelin.
Sick. Hell yeah. Yeah, you have two attacks. You can chuck two javelins if you want, but yeah, go for the first one.
It's a 21.
21 will hit. You're rolling hot as fuck tonight, my dude.
Man. Yeah, you are.
That's a 6.
Okay.
On that one.
Cool.
And
whip a javelin into this archer. He's like, oh! It's just like a huge javelin. I'm assuming your javelins are also 6 foot tall. through the shoulder of this gnoll.
The reason he's so short because everything weighs so much.
It's horrible for his posture, but yeah, sure.
So we're doing it like if I throw a javelin, like I have to pick it up afterwards.
No, I've always just kind of said you have like an X amount on your back. I don't like make people track javelins or ammo or any of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
We can just say you have like a bunch of them just on your backpack, kind of with your gear.
A bindle of
javelins. Yes.
All right, I'm gonna throw another one.
Sweet.
Same guy.
Yep.
That one is a 13.
13 just hits. 13 is the AC on the archers.
Awesome. For damage, that's gonna be 9.
Okay, this guy's fucked up. Just took 2 javelins to the upper body. Not great. all right, anything with your bonus action?
Action surge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And so I'm going to attack again.
Yeah, just keep pulling javelins out of your backpack.
I swear I'll get him.
How many of these things do you have?
I'm not one for an 8.
You're just so overzealous. You just hawk it. It goes over the wall. Just kind of lands in a field over there.
Oh my God.
You get another attack.
I swear I'll hit this next one.
Put too much mustard on that one.
20. Oh, it's a nat 20.
That's what it definitely is.
There you go.
Hey. We're getting there. That's a 14.
Okay, yeah, so you throw one javelin through one shoulder, one through the other. One goes completely over him. He looks up, and as he's looking up, watching the javelin kind of arc above him, one goes through his throat. Oh, man, that guy's dead.
Oh, my God.
Just pin cushioned with 6-foot-long javelins.
Yeah!
Okay, that is the Fang of Unogu.
All right. Right off the bat, since he started his turn in it.
Yep.
DC 15 dex save.
Okay. I wanted you guys to kick some ass here, but this feels so brutal to my poor little men. All right, dex save. Let's see. It's a 15?
Meets it, beats it.
Okay.
You take 2, because I rolled 4.
Okay. So it's just a flaming ball grinding into his back. As he kind of scrambles. He is going to... he'll take an opportunity from Glebnor. He's going to make a mad dash for the truck. He's going to... actually, because he's within 20 feet of the truck, he will attack you before he starts running.
He's helping you keep up your rage.
Yep.
Thank you. What a good friend.
What a pal.
all right. He is going to make 3 attacks. 1 bite and 2 claw. The bite is going to hit. The claws both miss. It's a 21 on the bite.
Okay.
He bites you for 4 piercing.
So 2. Half
to 2. 8 poison. Because his mouth is gross. This guy's not brushing his teeth.
I'm resistant.
So he's going to have that down to 4. And I need to make a DC 12 con saving throw.
Oh, yeah.
But you're good at those.
19.
Yeah, he's trying to poison you, but that's not going to happen. And he's going to get up and just start running for the truck. You go make an opportunity attack if you'd like.
Can I grapple him as my opportunity?
No. I don't actually know the rules on that, but I don't think you can make a grapple... as an opportunity attack. I'm pretty sure an opportunity attack has to be a melee attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grappling is like when during your attack action, you can grapple, but I think the reaction for an opportunity attack is pretty specific. It has to be a melee attack, if I want to say.
Okay.
So yeah, go ahead and make a melee attack if you'd like.
It does say it has to be a melee attack with a weapon or an unarmed strike.
There's no way a 13 hits this guy, right?
13 just misses.
Whiff!
And he is going to run, jump in the back of the truck, and slam on the side of the wall, and he's screaming at everyone. Because it's kind of like, it gets like an 18-wheeler, so the back is kind of
like
slid
the trailer
up.
Part?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he kind of leaps into the back of the truck. You can see there's a bunch of gnolls in the back of the truck with him. Yeah, and he's just panicking, like yelling at the driver up front to go.
Be a hell of a time to have heat metal.
That's all.
Havoc runners are all dead. Taluga, that is your turn.
All right. I remember you saying Wall of Thorns did not have an HP limit.
In what context? You psycho. What do you mean?
The Barstark, right? Or did it?
HP limit?
Yeah, well, there's no way you could beat it until
it was concentration, so you had to break the concentration for it to.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Wow, watching that wash over his face when he realized what you're doing.
I'm really happy this is an audio podcast. What would you like to do?
So it has 120-foot range.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make sure. So it says each creature within its area, so the 5-foot thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see like how movement is through it. Or if it's just you have normal movement, but you take the damage.
You take damage as you drive through it.
Okay.
Every so the 5 feet, right?
Yeah, so the truck will take damage as it goes through the wall of it.
But it wouldn't stop the
truck. It's a fucking giant Mad Max vehicle. Right. It's going to plow through this wall of thorns. You'll probably just damage the driver a little bit as he gets kind of shredded by it as he drives through.
My other thing is I have command. I can command the guy to halt, so it buys us another whole turn.
Yep, you could.
Don't love it, but you could do that.
Okay. But that is a DC save, and I don't think I can luck point your to a reroll on you, right? Luck points are for me, or
I want to say it's like an opposing creature's attack roll you can redo, but I don't think know if you it works for saving throws.
Yeah, it's only attack rolls against you from them.
Would Sentinel work on the driver?
No, I mean, Sentinel's not going to work on a fucking truck. But Sentinel's meant to be like, you hit a guy and like slow him down for a second, not like, I hit a vehicle and it for some reason
all can't right, you know, you can't blame me for asking. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, I have to like put some limits on the psychotic plans you guys are concocting right, turn by
so
turn.
I'm going to, first of all, bonus action.
Okay.
I'm going to move my sphere onto the guy again.
Put it on the driver.
It only moves, I think, like 30 feet.
Yeah.
So you want to like? How long is this truck?
You want to roll it into the back of the truck?
Hold on. Let me see how far I can move it, but I'm pretty sure it's only 30 feet.
Fuck 30 feet. Fuck it, yes. Roast him.
So I'm just moving it back there.
So he dives into the back of the truck and is like, okay, finally I'm safe. And
I as roll he turns into him, around, he makes another save.
A huge ball of fire rolls into the back of the truck with all of the gnolls. They are screaming and yelping and panicking.
It's DC 15 dex.
Oh my god, okay. This fight was supposed to be so much shorter. This got so crazy. 14.
It's 11 points of fire damage.
He's almost dead. He's just getting roasted in the back of the truck.
Then I'm going to run up to distance.
Okay.
The truck from where I am,
it would have been...
Would it be 60?
60. No, 80. 80 feet from the gate.
Oh, it's 80 from the gate.
From the gate. You were at the gate when you shot your fucking fireball.
So it's 80 from me.
80 from you. Yep.
I'll move up to 40.
Okay.
Step.
Because I think command has 60-foot range. And I'm going to command the driver, you shall not leave this place before you are slain.
Okay. Please. God.
DC 15 dex. Not dex, sorry, wisdom.
Okay, I'm going to use a havoc runner for the truck driver.
What?
Just because as a stat block.
Is it better wisdom?
No, they're all pretty bad.
That's a fucking 9.
Oh, yeah, we're getting this truck.
You hear the sound of him slamming on the brakes.
And that's my turn. I sit there smiling ear to ear, knowing what I've just done and secured for us.
Reggie's turn, he runs by the orc and the dwarf, and he's like, sorry, excuse me, got stuff to do. He's going to fully dash to make it up to everyone else. He just catches up to you, Arendir, and he's like, what are they doing up there? What's the plan? How are we doing?
I have no idea what's happening outside.
You're crushing it. This is great.
I'm just killing all the infidels around me.
Glebnor, it is your turn.
How far is Roasty McBoulder Boy?
He's dead next turn, man. Don't worry about Roasty McBoy.
I guess you were right behind him, so 35 feet from you in the back of the truck.
And he's got to deal with my ball of fire.
The driver's in the truck.
He has shut the door. He rolled the window up on his side because you took his hat. Here's what I'm going to say. If you want to...
Sluice through the ventilation system. He's got to have an AC in that bad boy.
I have a plan, but say what you're going to say.
I'm just saying, if you want to rip the truck door off, I'm going to call it a DC 20 athletics check.
Ooh.
Or you can make a series of acrobatics checks inside the truck.
I'm gonna...
But I will say, if you get in there and they take off, you're gonna be stuck on that truck with a bunch of gnolls by yourself.
But we did buy us a whole turn.
Going to.
Mm-hmm.
Run up to the Bernie McBoulders.
Okay.
I'm gonna grapple him.
The guy in the back of the truck?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't, because my ball of fire will hurt you.
You'll have to, like, squeeze next to the ball of fire. The back of the truck is a fucking inferno right now. It's a bad time.
Why do you want to grab this guy? Oh, wait, I know.
Go ahead and make your athletics check.
I just realized it.
Oh, boy.
I hate this.
23?
Okay, he'll make an athletics check. He needs a nat 20. It's a 17.
Wow.
He's grappled.
I'm going to go ahead and slide on in.
Yeah, it just hit me.
Soul sap!
But we have this turn and all next turn to get...
Okay. Grapple him. Open up his jaws. And dive into his mouth. What, did I have to make some kind of
fucking
save?
It was at the end of it.
At the end of it, yeah.
Okay. End of his turn or your turn?
I think it's his turn.
On your turn, you make a save. To see if you can expel me.
All right, the gnoll leader with 4 hit points, mind you, is now full of goo.
Cool. I am hasted.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to run. I'm coming from the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to run around to the driver's side, waving my hands frantically, motioning the guy to get out of the truck.
Or scoot over so you can drive.
Yeah.
You need a deception check?
At advantage?
Just straight. I would give you disadvantage normally, but you are inside the body of this dude.
17.
My God.
The driver swings open the door, slides over into the passenger seat. He's like,
"Yeah, yeah."
You get in the driver's seat. You're driving it. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out.
In a truck. Driving a big old truck.
Okay. That is the hunter's turns.
There's no wiser.
There's one left on the wall who's like, what do I fucking do here? He's going to try to shoot Reggie, who's down on the ground. This is my only chance. I have to break Reggie's concentration.
Shoot Reggie rather than me?
Or me.
I just destroyed his partner.
Yeah. I just killed his friend, too.
I used the arrow he shot to whip it into the ass of the other guy.
He has
guy.
His friend's blood all over him because
I'm fucking shooting you, you dick. All right, I'm going after Arn here. I'm going to make 2 longbow shots at you. One's a dirty 20.
Ugh.
For 5 piercing. Your movement is slowed by 10 feet.
So
shoots you in the leg.
I don't like that.
Disapprovingly. All right. We're at the top of the round. What do I do here?
So the door is open, though, which means our boy gets a clean line of sight.
It also, because he slid over, so now he's kind of...
He's on your side.
He's on your side of the thing.
Roll the window down! It's hot in here!
All right.
I was just imagining the guy from Men in Black.
Yeah. Sugar. Water.
All right.
Don't give my son soda.
Someone roll a d4.
Okay.
You ever pull the wings off a fly? 3.
3. Okay. The...
Don't forget it's bleeding from all its orifices now that I'm in there.
The archer's on top of the truck.
are going to launch a volley into the city. Glebnor, you don't have to make this save. Or you have to don't get hit by this. Everyone make a D... Oh, wait, no. These are just the one shots. So I'm basically going to make a longbow shot on each one of you that isn't Glebnor because he's inside the truck. So these are just kind of like
and
directed
shots. And also a friendly
shots.
Face.
I hate this. I hate this so much. All right. First one we'll do on Arendir. 21 to hit.
Damn it.
For 8 piercing. And you were slowed by another 10 feet, unfortunately. Ugh.
Oh my god.
Let's see.
What happened? The wood knocked out of you or something.
He's got arrows in both of his feet.
So many arrows.
Yeah, I will say, Arendir is riddled with arrows. Yeah. He's like full of them right now.
I just keep slowly trudging.
Why don't you just catch them?
My god.
The one on Toluga misses. That was a 10. The one on Reggie misses with a 7. And the one on fucking Theo misses with an 11.
They just really hated you.
That was a, yeah. You like kind of were like at the gate. His arrows just kind of light you up. Theo, that is your turn. Just as a heads up, you are 55 feet from Arendir. If you want to move toward him to close that gap, feel free.
Yeah, I'm running 30 feet straight ahead. Now I am.
Make one more acrobatics check because you got to kind of leap over to the wall here.
14.
Perfect. You land on the wall. You are now kind of basically like you can kind of look over the wall now and you can see the truck.
I should be 80.
Yes.
Dope.
Oh. Okay. Now he gets to use everything.
Now I get full range. All right. Jury's verdict on the window.
Okay.
Not sharpshooter. Just
okay.
Straight up. Does a 28 break hit the window?
It does hit the window.
No, that'd be 19.
Oh, so close. I will say that because the window's been shot so many times, it's totally like spiderweb shattered. And the trucker Noel next to you is like, grow, 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 just like panicking, pointing at you.
I'm just feverishly thumbs upping.
Jury's verdict again.
Okay.
23.
Okay.
12.
Okay. How many times you hit the window at this point?
Three.
That's three.
Okay.
The window's gotta break.
We'll call it a straight luck check to see if this window shatters on that last one.
You gotta figure out what they're reinforcing these with.
I know, it's really good glass.
It's a 14.
The window shatters as you're just... Because you're shooting with a shotgun and rage. It just... glass explodes into the cabin with you, Glebnor. Yeah.
Not worried right. about it.
Bonus action. Executioner's hand with sharpshooter.
Okay.
That's a 28 down to a 23.
Okay, definitely hits.
16 damage to the guy in the okay. in the truck.
The guy's fucked up. He looks over at you, Glebnor, pitifully. He has like just a big bullet wound in his shoulder. He's like,
I'm gonna start pressing on it.
You're just beeping the horn, mad loud out front of the gate.
Should have ripped the keys out.
Okay.
I only had so many actions here.
That is true.
Arendir, that is your turn.
You lowered my speed by how much? 10?
20.
20. 20. So you have 15.
15. Can I even get arrows? Out of the gate?
You can walk through the gate slowly.
Through it?
You can walk.
Will I still be able to see... Like, can I see anything that's going on in the truck?
You don't see what's happening at the truck. You see in the back of the truck, there's a fireball just igniting a bunch of gnolls on the back of this truck. That's not great. So that's
some might
that's
say
happening.
The cabin's starting to heat up.
Yeah. So that's looking bad. There's a fireball on the back of a truck that probably runs on gas.
What if I try to pop one of the tires? Will that like slow down its movement?
If they were to start going, yeah.
I'm in the driver's seat, baby.
Yeah, I will say there's a chance it makes that sick.
There is also still one archer knoll above you.
Yeah, but they're
on top of the gate
with me.
So I'm through the gate and I can still see that guy.
Yeah, you kind of walk forward and you look behind you now as he's kind of he's like following you with his arrows because he's like, I'm gonna keep shooting this guy. Fuck this guy. He's been hucking spears at everyone.
Can I still? Well, I saw that that fang.
Yeah.
Guy before, right?
Yeah.
So I saw him already. Okay.
Yep.
All right, I have a contingency plan.
Okay. Get a hold your action.
I'm going to attack action on that archer.
Okay, go for it.
Above me.
Yeah, this guy hasn't got hit yet, but
oh my god, a nat one.
Okay, yeah. You're just so full of arrows. You turn around, just kind of huck one at him. He's just kind of dodging you on the top of the wall. Yeah, go
second
ahead.
Attack.
Second attack.
That's 22.
Okay, I'll definitely hit.
A 5.
Okay, sick.
Big old 5. Yeah. Do those charges on the bleeby blade count as a... It's not an action, or is that a bonus action?
It'll the spells will be actions or bonus actions.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to cast locate creature on that fang of Yangu, or whatever his name
okay.
is. Okay. Yeah. So that way, just in case he gets away, we you can still just like
track him, kind of.
Yeah. That, just in case he needs to get out of his body. Or
sure.
Well, he okay. gets to make a save yeah. on his turn. So.
And then you're locked into the vehicle yeah, with him.
It'll fine. Locate him within 1,000 feet of me.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
As long as it doesn't go over body water, which we're in the desert.
Yeah,
so
that won't be happening. All right. So it is the Fang Dude's turn. He will try to spit you out.
DC 12 con.
Okay. It's a 10.
Oh!
He's like...
Doesn't like, he take 1 point?
Oh, yeah, and he does take a point of damage.
He takes a hit point. Yeah, 1 point.
So he has 3 health left. He's having such a bad time. He's burnt. He's bludgeoned. He's bloodied.
He's bleeding from his orifices.
And, like, the truck driver is panicking, but he's looking at this guy who is just honking the horn, blood pouring out of his ears and eyes, and just trying to hack up a loogie. That is Saluga's turn, unfortunately. Right.
How far away is the, to be able to enter the cabin?
You can get there, I think, with your movement.
With the 40?
Yeah, okay. I think you ran, like, pretty far ahead. You run up to the door, and you just see Glebnor honking the horn inside.
I want to get in the cabin knowing that my son climbed into that. Man, before all that, I've completely forgot.
Yes.
Would you say a minute has run up?
No, it's 10 rounds, so you've got your fireball up. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just push it further into the cabin.
No, I might need my... My bonus action. I'm gonna dive in.
Dive in through
the open the door. It's you didn't close
oh, yeah,
the door.
That's true. Yeah. You jump across Glebnor's lap.
Let me at him.
The driver's like, oh, come on.
honk,
in the middle.
I'm going to. How dead does this guy look?
The driver looks still pretty healthy. The driver looks wicked fucked up.
I'm gonna.
He got shot in the chest. He's bleeding out in the cabin.
Can I lead with a flurry? I think I have to attack in order for flurry.
He just got his CDL. Yes. He thought everything was on the come up.
I know.
All right. I'm going to look to my son who's in the goo. I'm like, let me help you resolve that, man. And I'm going to inflict wounds him just at overkill.
Okay. Wait, which guy?
Your skin suit.
Why? Just let him bleed out over the next 2 rounds.
I don't want to wait that long.
Go ahead.
So he's just going to melt and I'm going to be sitting
That's
there?
Exactly what's going to happen. Just in his shape.
It's 22.
22 hits.
Let me roll the damage.
Well, I thought that was the damage for a second.
Damage is 15.
You grab this gray fanged creature, melt away all the skin, and in like a perfect cutout shape of him is just Glebnor, who looks like a little hyena, just honking the horn.
And then I turn and I flurry and blows the fucking...
Yeah.
So 16 and a 13.
16 hits.
Okay. That's 9 points of damage.
How do you kill the driver? He has 6 hit points left.
I melt the suit. I'm like, son, you don't know where that's been. It's filthy. And then I look at him and I double back a little bit and I drop kick over my son and kick him out the other side.
Theo, you had your guns trained on the window and you just see the gnoll just get kicked out the window onto the thing. Onto the ground. I'll then say at this point in this fucking chaotic battlefield, you see all of the gnolls pour out of the back of the truck.
Hold on. Make the save?
They're all on fire because they had to run by the fireball.
So let me roll the damage.
If you can do more than 22, you'll kill some. Okay. You will now say, as you guys have somehow stolen the fucking truck. Dozens of gnolls pour out of the back of the truck on fire and run into the desert, yelping and screaming to get away from you guys.
In the name of Blee Blee, we will kill you all! And your father or leader, whatever, we're killing your dad.
That is where we're gonna end tonight's episode, because I have to fucking come up with stupid truck mechanics because my player stole an 8
18-wheeler with a fucking catapult on the ceiling.
And a trucker hat.
I'll see you guys next time. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.